post game at Hopsmoke Road with head coach Stephen Foster. A narrow 5-4 result there. Close at the end, just about ran out of time, I think, on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, the boys put everything into it again, you know, and we're in the wrong side of a defeat, and that's something that we feel we can play with all of these teams now. We've got it. I mean, I think with Solihull there, they're just quite, they're very good at attacking coming forward. You know, they attack with numbers and all up together. And that's something that we're trying to get better as a team. They just do it very well and just that little bit better than us tonight.
It's always a tough place to come. It's a tight, claustrophobic rink. And as you say, they're very offensively minded and they always have been. But tonight, they seemed especially, they swarmed forward at every opportunity, and occasionally we maybe got caught out.
Yeah, there's odd ones where we're making an odd mistake here and there, where we're not putting the puck in when we should be, and it's costing us, and they're coming and they're attacking with, like you say, numbers. So we're always odd man rushes. That's the one thing that we want at the minute, to try and eliminate. We've been speaking about that. And that's the one thing we want to eliminate. You know, 5-on-5, where we've got five men back in our zone, that's getting better. But when we're getting these rushes against us, that's the bit that we've got to start you know, paying attention to that and make sure that doesn't happen.
They were on the front foot for long periods, Solihull, and we've weathered quite a storm at times during that game. Absorbed a lot of pressure. Were you pleased with how we managed to withstand that?
Yeah, our D zone's is getting better. Initially, at the beginning of the year, we run around a lot, and players starting to get used to responsibilities now, and that's getting better, and that's only going to get better as we keep going on. And obviously we've got a tough run of games coming up, and there's no better chance to keep working on that than those games.
Quite a chippy game tonight as well. Quite chippy from both teams, really, falling foul of the referee on a few occasions. Plenty of chances for special team play. Possibly didn't do quite as well on the power play as we would have liked to.
No, I think our power play, when we get set up in the offensive zone, we do okay. But some of the times you're just struggling getting in there and getting set up, and that's costing us a lot of time. And then we'll, because it's took quite a while, we kind of rush it sometimes. When we don't, we move the puck well and cause problems. It's just we need to get in there and get set up early doors, and then, you know, get a lot of opportunities from there.
Solihull are a very experienced team. They've got a lot of big names in there, a lot of players that we know very well. And at the end of the day, we've come out, and quite honestly, at the beginning of the season, I think if you'd said 5-4, Solihull probably would have taken that. Is that a sign of how far we've come?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the boys are doing well, and, you know, yes, that was a thought by a lot of people, you know, beginning of the year, that that's where we would be. We've got a good bunch of players, and like you said, the young ones coming through, they're all punching well within their weight class now, and, you know, that's where we see ourselves competing with any team in this league. We just have to be a full 60 minute team. If we don't, that costs us an odd goal here and there, and sometimes it's what costs us the game.
Well, next week we're definitely going to have to be on our game for 60 minutes. We've got a really tough weekend on the road. We've got Solway on Saturday, which is always a tough place to go. And then we've got Cup semi-finalist Dundee on Sunday, and they've proved how hard they are to beat.
Yeah, obviously Solway, you know what you're going to get. They're really well drilled. They'll come very, very good offensively. They take the chance as well, so we can't be standing off when we play against teams like that. But we're still going to go up there. The last time we were up there, we played really well, and we were unfortunate not to get anything out of the game, and that's where we want to be again, fighting for it, and hopefully we'll come out the right side of that. When you talk about Dundee, we weren't surprised when we played Dundee the first time. A lot of people go, oh well, they weren't as good last year, and you could say the same about Nottingham this year. But Dundee have signed some really good players in there. They've got a lot of depth in their squad this year. They're travelling with a lot of good squad, a bigger squad, which obviously is helping them on the road. And then back at their place, it's going to be a tough place to play. We're going to have to be on our ball and on the ball. And again, very good defensively. That's where we need to be with these teams, because a very offensive team. But we want to try and get the puck in behind their defence and work them at their place.
Just a quick word about Rob Wilkinson. He's come on board during the week, and he's had a few training sessions with the lads. Obviously, he's been on the bench tonight. How's that working out so far?
Yeah, good. I mean, I've known Rob for many, many years. And we'll be able to work well together. We've both got ideas that we can pitch in, and we'll work along that. And we'll keep hoping to improve the team. And, you know, having him on the bench with us is always going to help when there's two people watching the game. It's always going to help and be able to feed off each other.
Well, great stuff. Maybe maybe next week we'll get Rob to do a little interview with us, hopefully we'll put in yet another great performance on the road next week.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to come back with some points as well. That's the aim, and you know, we'll not stop until we get there.